Home Slice Audio.
It's a 21-year-old whiskey that someone put their time and effort into, and it stripped away all of that. And it seems like a disservice to me.
Hey, everybody.
We're back.
Robbie and Mark, and joining us again is our favorite whiskey taster. That just sounds off. Our favorite whiskey taster, Gabe Aldridge.
Hello.
Hello, Gabe.
Wow. It was so weird. You had to say it twice.
I did. I just wanted to make sure that it was as weird in my brain as...
Bring the comfort level back down to normal.
There we go. No, we're back. And I wanted to do some more reviews with Gabe because he's fastly becoming somebody I can trust when it comes to reviews.
First time anyone has ever said that to me.
And somebody that can tell me if what I'm drinking, whether I like it or not. No, I joke about that because there are people that will only listen to critics or reviewers of bourbon to determine whether or not they like something. And Rob, you and I started this whole thing on whether we like it or not. We didn't have to go deep diving into a lot of this stuff. We just wanted to determine if it tasted good and we enjoyed it. But I like to learn the nuances of this, which we have gotten marginally better at over the years.
Speak for yourself.
But we haven't deep dived into it like Gabe has and is able to break it down a little bit better, right? So for Christmas, I got a bottle of Gran Reserva from Glenfiddich, the 21-year expression that they put out, which I've had my eye on for, I don't know, a year, year and a half maybe. Because I'm a Glenfiddich fan. My favorite scotch is Glenfiddich 14. And I've just been a fan of most of the stuff they've done. So I was excited to bring it in. We did have this on a podcast back.
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
And you didn't not hate it, right?
I didn't not hate it. Yeah, I mean,
I think you were fine. It's hard to get you into scotch.
It hasn't been any. I don't drink it a lot. I mean, I have some at the house. I am not, I've got enough problems in a Scotch one. Scotch isn't one of them. we were walking through the stock show, and in one of the rooms, they have these guys that are selling stills. And Becky,
kidding.
My wife goes, "Oh, maybe you should get a still." And I look at her like, "Honey, there's no
place in my heart for this right now."
I don't need to contribute to my own problem here.
But Gabe, you, I know, are a Scotch fan.
Yeah.
And it started with you when you were stationed in Japan, didn't it?
Yes. Scotch is that's my wheelhouse.
Okay.
Japanese and Scotch whiskey, that's my bread and butter. That's my home. That's where I like to live in that 100% malted barley.
Yeah.
And so the Glenfiddich 21, I have actually not had before.
Okay.
At least that I can remember.
just a quick plug there. What Gabe is referencing is Mountain West Whiskey Festival.
We did have a bottle last year.
Yes.
And I think we were standing next to him while he had it.
I think we were, but I think by then too, Gabe had given his professional opinion on a number of whiskeys by the time he'd gotten to that one.
I think it was anywhere from you guys pre-gamed the game.
Yeah, you did.
Full disclosure, Bruner and me are good friends. Shout out to Bruner. Dan Bruner. We may have pre-gamed.
You guys came in hot that night.
He had this stupid card game.
That's right.
The only way
I forgot about that.
We were going to play it as if I was already a little bit drinking the whiskeys.
Oh my God. And he was just so giggly by the end of that night too with that deck of cards, that card game that you guys were doing.
It was 6 blocks over from the Airbnb to the event and 9 blocks home.
Does that seem accurate?
I did have this at Whiskey Fest.
Okay, so you don't really remember.
I don't remember it at all. And I probably couldn't have even tasted it.
At that point, probably not. Well, now I'm excited then. I'm excited to get your take on this. You've had a chance to drink it right now. First, give me your reservation on it, what we were talking with a little bit before we started.
So I love scotch. My ideal range for scotch ages, depending on the proof or ABV, is 18 to 25. Those are great ages. The minimum proof or the minimum, we'll say ABV here, that you can B is 40% to right. be whiskey legally. And that is what they bottle this at. They bottle it at 40%. Now, that doesn't mean it's bad whiskey, right, at all. But for how much you're paying for this, which is what I retail is over 200.
It's over 200. It's about 210, I think, is what you can find it at.
Okay.
Right.
It seems like a disservice to me to bottle. If you're going to take 21 years minimum, yeah. right, because the age on the bottle is the minimum it can be. There could be 25, 30-year-old whiskey in this. But to spend 21 years caring for something, putting something in a barrel, tasting it, and then to water it down to the minimum it can possibly be, one, I think, is a disservice to the whiskey. And it also seems like kind of a money grab to me.
Okay.
Now, again.
Well, yeah, but just think what they'd have to charge for it if they only got 7 bottles out of this barrel.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you can still bottle at least 46%.
Right.
Not only that, but this is probably color added. They probably added some color to it.
And Scotch is okay with that, aren't they?
They are. So it's E150A. That is, it's basically a food coloring
okay.
that you can add to Scotch and be okay. Now, bourbon, you can't do that.
Right.
You can't do that with bourbon.
That's a big no-no. But why does Scotch feel the need to do that? Why do they have to add coloring to it?
Well,
because the bourbon takes all of the color out of the barrel.
Not all of it. It can't take all of the color. Shut up.
So there's two reasons for that. The first reason is for consistency. They don't want people to say, oh, well, this batch of 21 is lighter than last year's.
I see.
Therefore, it must be younger, because that's simply not true. So they do it for consistency reasons. To add on to that, the second reason they do it is to make it appear darker than it is. Darker whiskey, in a lot of people's minds, equals better whiskey. Older whiskey. That is also not entirely true when it comes to Scotch. So I also try and stay away from these three things when I buy Scotch. 40% coloring added, and chill filtering, which chill filtering is when you chill a whiskey down and pass it through a micro filter to strip away any of those fatty acids and oils that when you add ice to a whiskey, it makes it appear cloudy. Because again, cloudy whiskey in a lot of people's minds equals bad whiskey. And that's also simply not true.
Right, because there's a lot of, excuse me, there's a lot of whiskeys that will tout the fact that they're non-chill filtered.
Right.
It's a big draw.
And in the Scotch world, and I would say anyone who's a whiskey enthusiast and really wants to dive into the world of whiskey, I want as raw of a whiskey as you can give me. Give me that cask strength or at least, you know, 46 up proof or right. ABV. Give me, you know, no coloring added. I don't want anything to affect the whiskey, right? I want those fatty oils that give you the mouthfeel and the experience. And for this, I guess to circle back, right?
Yeah.
It's a 21-year-old whiskey that someone put their time and effort into, and it stripped away all of that.
Okay.
And it seems like a disservice to me. So, rant over.
That's exactly what I want. I wanted you to kind of deep dive into that.
That they spent 21 years and then did a bunch of other stuff to it.
Yeah. It's just, it's weird to me. It
well, that's true.
Sense.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
So now, they spent 21 and a half years getting it ready for the bottle.
Yes. As far as the whiskey goes, right?
Yeah.
Rant out of the way. Let's talk about the whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I love the nose on this. There's that malt, there's that kind of soft barrel quality, but there is so much tropical fruit on this.
That rum comes out pretty good.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a very fruity whiskey.
And again, we're drinking the Glenfiddich Grand Reserva. That's what this is called, the 21 year. And
like,
I agree.
It's like Jack from Three's Company.
What?
Fruity.
Oh, Rob Henry. That's enough.
That's the only way Mr. Roper let him stay in the house.
Gabe's going, there was a what now?
Oh,
there's
yeah,
a show called what?
I forgot he's a baby.
All right. Yeah. I agree with you. There is a lot of that, like you said, that just that delicious, fruity, rummy flavor that comes out of this, right?
Yes.
So after you take your first sip, what comes next?
I think it transitions to the palate. I think that tropical fruit notes are still there, that rummy kind of funk is there, but it's not dark. It's very bright. It's very friendly. There is no burn at all to me.
Zero.
And I think if you're willing to spend the money and you're looking to get into Scotch and a friendly Scotch, This is great. This is a great example of an older whiskey that can be used to bring people into Scotch. This has none of that kind of ethanol-y, weird, right, funky, malty note on it.
Do you like that longer burn on a Scotch, though, or not?
I don't necessarily like a longer burn. I like a longer finish.
Okay, really quick, explain the difference between the two.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that's a question I never thought of until right now. There is a difference.
So a burn is usually associated with the amount of ethanol sting that you get in a whiskey, right? Is it pointy or is it kind of smooth as you
can that be enjoyable?
Swallow it.
Can that on the swallow? Can that be enjoyable?
It can
the burn,
be. Okay. But I think it takes time to get to that point.
Okay.
So for me, you know, I've been into whiskey pretty heavily for almost 8 years now.
Right.
So I've gotten accustomed to that burn, and I don't mind the barrel proof, the cask strength stuff, because a lot of the times the alcohol is what carries forward those flavors. And once you can get past that ethanol, past that alcohol sting, you really start to get to know the flavors behind that. Whereas something like this, again, it's very friendly. It's very fruity, but it's also light and watery. It doesn't have that super complex, oily mouthfeel. And when you swallow it and when you're tasting it, it kind of just... It's like fruity, it's friendly, it's sweet, and
it's
then it
gone.
Goes away, right?
There's there's no oil there to keep that right in your mouth and let that flavor linger.
And that's another reason for the price I'm paying. I want more of that complexity. I want to stay with it longer. I want to dissect it. This is a very pour and play. I don't want to think about it. I just want something enjoyable whiskey. This is a great one, I think, if you're with friends and you don't really want to think about the whiskey, but you still want to have an enjoyable night, an enjoyable Scotch. This is it. This is great.
Compare that. Put it up against something that's a little less expensive that you feel would be kind of in the same field. If somebody didn't want to drop $210. You know, what Scotch would you put? Would you put something in the Glenfiddich line maybe up against this, or would you go in a different direction?
No.
Like you say, the approachable sit down, but I don't want to spend $200 on my friends sort of a deal.
We like you, but right, not that much.
Right.
So I think that would entirely depend on your flavor profile.
Sure.
So for me, full disclosure, I like the peat. I like the smoke.
Oh, don't
I like
we know?
The burnt tire and Band-Aid. Now, this is a Speyside whiskey, right?
Yep.
So the regions in Scotland, right? You have Speyside, you have the Highlands, you have Campbelltown, you have Isla, you have the Islands.
Right.
Right. Lowlands as well.
Yep.
This is a Speyside. This is sweet, friendly. So if I had to say what's something cheaper in the Scotch world that you could get that's comparable to this, I would say Arran Tenure is a great 60.
Spell that.
A-R-R-A-N.
Okay, got it.
Now, that is not a Speyside. I believe that's a Highland whiskey, and it is all bourbon matured. If you're looking for something that's more fruity.
Bonk.
Okay.
Glendronach 12-year is a great example, and that's also bottled at a higher ABV. Boonahabin 12-year is another great example.
We've had that. That is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good
Scotch. And that's an Islay whiskey. But
Tell me that.
I don't believe it's peated. It's not a peated Islay whiskey.
I did enjoy. I had a bottle of the Bruichladdich, the classic Lottie.
Bruichladdich is
the unpeated,
amazing.
And that stuff was, you're right. It was just it's an Islay whiskey, and it's big draw is the other one that's the super peated. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called. I don't remember. It's a Bruichladdich something peated.
It's not the classy Lottie.
No, but the fact that they can strip that away and still make such a good Scotch mm-hmm. from that region. So non-smoky drinkers like you and I can enjoy it. I mean, that's cool. That really is.
That was a light blue bottle.
Yeah.
Or box.
That was
right?
The baby blue. Yeah, that was so delicious.
Now, I think when you talk about Bruichladdich, which again is the unpeated version, there is the Islay Barley 2013, which is only, I think, like $60, $65. That is fantastic. So it's all Isla barley. They make it all in-house. It's all farm-grown right there on Isla. It's great.
Okay.
That's a fantastic one.
So give your give a rating on this Glenfiddich Gran Reserva.
You want a number or a letter?
Sure. Rob and I definitely say it's swallowable. Okay?
It is swallowable.
That's our chart. So what price tag notwithstanding.
Right.
What would you give it out of whatever?
So I'm going to do a letter grade.
I think
letter grades are a little bit easier to understand.
All right, let's do it.
So here's the thing. I'm factoring in price. I think you have to.
I suppose.
You have to.
You're not wrong.
I would give this a solid C.
Okay.
And here's why. It's over $200. Bought it at 40 proof, coloring added, chill filtered. For over $200, I think there are... Sorry, guys, I lived in Japan.
Yeah, I know. We're in the U.S. We just call them dollars.
I think for the price you pay, there is more integrity whiskey out there for way cheaper. If you want something friendly and you're not afraid of the price, this is fantastic. But I think you can find things that are more integrity, bottled at a higher proof, and still delicious at a lower price.
You're not factoring in how cool the box is, though.
Well, the box is probably 50 bucks.
It looks like a magician's box when you open it. So is the whiskey there? It is. Is it there? Nope, it's gone. Is it there? Yep, there it is.
You're missing the piece. Grand,
I know.
Grand Wizard.
I wanted to be able to turn it, though.
Now, again, let me be clear. This is a good whiskey.
Drinkability wise, this is awesome. I'm with him on the.
Yeah.
No matter how much I like it in here today, and that you brought it in for, I can't believe it.
What?
Well, I guess I'm not factoring in who actually paid for it.
My mother-in-law.
She's
great.
It's delicious. I like it. I'm not gonna buy a bottle for $200.
I'm glad. Let's put it this way. I'm glad I had the opportunity to own a bottle and to try it. Will I buy it again? No, I won't. But it was nice to have.
Nice to enjoy,
you know. But I would say if you could go to a whiskey bar in town that has something like this, I'm not sure if Windsor has it on the shelf or not. Possibly. Could look and see. Get a pour of it. I'd say absolutely.
I think it's worth a pour.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Gabe, thank you for checking in on that one. You know what? I think we might break this up into another one. We might we might do one more with you.
Let's
here,
do
Gabe.
It. Sorry for ranting, guys.
So
it's part of the fun. I'm just disappointed you didn't swear.
You've kept it so well in
the
check.
The next one, don't you worry.
All right, just out of the gate, just
we're
drop an F bomb, and we'll
back.
Get it. Okay, Rob. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode of Whiskey at Work. I am the producer and host, Mark Houston, along with Rob Henry. Our shows are engineered by Chris Jaquist, and the video and audio editing is done by our own Russ Haddon. If you like what you hear, we would love a 5-star review wherever you rate your podcast, and leave us a comment as well. It's Whiskey at Work on the Home Slice Audio Network.